Believe it or not, there's such a thing as extra gas these days, and some see it as a natural solution for a big problem in crypto mining. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Today, we're wrapping up our series on cryptocurrency mining, the energy-intensive computing process that does all the accounting for most cryptocurrencies. Last week, Marketplace's Andy Euler reported on how crypto miners were drawn to a small Texas town, specifically its robust electric power infrastructure that was mostly unused. That growing demand for energy to fuel crypto mining operations has caught the attention of the oil industry. Elsewhere in Texas, oil and gas companies are starting to get involved in crypto mining. From Austin, here's Andy with more on the story.
These days, when you finally coax some crude out of a fracked oil well, you get a byproduct, natural gas. Steve Barber is a Canadian oil and gas engineer with a handy analogy.
You know, if you open up a can of Coke, right, you have a bunch of foam, a bunch of gas comes out. Same deal in an oil well. Like, there's a lot of gas in solution. And when you start producing that oil, the gas sort of breaks out.
He says if that well is close to a pipeline, that associated gas can be sold to a power plant or used to heat homes. But some wells are a long way from pipelines, and it just doesn't make economic sense to connect them. So their gas is what's called stranded.
If they can't use it and they can't sell it, then they burn it, generally. Sometimes they vent it.
Burning it, often called flaring, is bad for the environment. You get all the CO2 with none of the benefits. Venting it straight into the atmosphere is worse because methane traps more heat than CO2. Barber says his clients kept asking him what they could do with the stranded gas from their wells. And then in 2016, he got an idea. He learned about Bitcoin mining, which runs computer servers 24/7, tens of thousands of them worldwide, soaking up as much electricity as all of Poland. He figured the stranded gas could provide some of that energy, but he also figured he wasn't the first one to think of this.
Couldn't really find anyone publicly, scoured all the forums, couldn't find anyone talking about it. So I just built it took a while, but I designed and built a prototype and deployed it. Then started my business based on that.
What he built was a gas-powered generator connected to a shipping container full of crypto mining computers. That was in 2019. And in order to drum up some business, he posted a video of his prototype on Twitter. The video caught Matt Lostro's eye. He was studying finance at Texas A&M University, but bought his first Bitcoin in 2016 and says he was spending all his time trying to figure out how to make mining Bitcoin his profession.
My best friend, he had a very well-known reputation for being an oil and gas family. So I called him up. I said, can you do this? He's like, yeah, we got an oil well. You want to try it? And we just went from there.
His friend's family has oil wells on about 100 acres in Buna, Texas, about a two-hour drive from Houston. They bought one of Steve Barber's mobile mining units and set it up on one of the wells there. Lostro says they tested the unit's efficiency, decided to tweak some things, and start making gas-powered mining rigs themselves. They call their business Giga Energy. He gave me a tour of a Giga Box, as he calls it, that sits next to an oil well just south of Texarkana, Texas. It's about a six-hour drive north of Buna. $150,000 gets you a wired-up container. The generator and the mining devices are extra. The box can hold more than $1.5 million worth of computers.
So over here, you have a natural gas well. It's producing oil. It's going to be flowing on the top pipe. And then you have natural gas that's flowing on the bottom pipe. It goes 8,000 feet to the earth. So the natural gas flows just as a miniature pipeline, and then we bring that to the generator. And literally just screw it in to the generator, the inlet on the generator. So you have about 87,000 cubic feet of natural gas being burned per day. That crankshaft turns a generator, that generator puts out electricity.
Lostro says that's enough to power about 720 homes in the area. In the world of Bitcoin mining, that's extremely small scale. A much larger mine in Rockdale, Texas, has the capacity to use enough energy to power 250,000 homes. Lostro says scaling up is his company's next mission, though. It's signed deals with more than 20 smaller oil and gas companies. He doesn't expect to sell ExxonMobil or Chevron, one of his rigs, anytime soon because the big publicly traded companies are traditionally very cautious. But he says it feels like more and bigger energy companies are getting interested in crypto.
And the way to figure that out is saying, hey, just sell me your gas. Sign a gas purchasing agreement, you take zero capital risk, and you get all the upside of selling your gas.
Oil giant ConocoPhillips says it's running a pilot program in the Bakken Shale in North Dakota. The company says instead of flaring stranded gas, it's selling it as fuel to third-party crypto miners. Now, this sounds like a win-win, right?
We should absolutely be capturing waste gas for energy.
Michael Weber is an energy resources professor at the University of Texas.
So the idea of taking waste and turning it into electricity, great idea. Taking that electricity into something value added, also a great idea. Is crypto mining the best use of those electrons? I mean, I don't know.
Those who believe that Bitcoin mining will make them rich argue that it is, in fact, the best use of those electrons. And on the surface, finding a use for what would otherwise be wasted gas is economically efficient, at least in the short term. But
these kinds of things are effective subsidies for continued oil and gas production. They are essentially providing a new source of demand for fossil fuels.
Pasha Madavi is a political science professor at the University of California, Santa Barbara, who studies methane mitigation measures.
It's like if you had a broken gas line at home, instead of fixing that problem, you just bought a new gas dryer and you just run it forever without any clothes in it. Like, that's not a solution. That's effectively what you have here with crypto mining it and any kind of stranded gas or flared gas sites.
Madavi says he certainly doesn't begrudge entrepreneurs for coming up with solutions to the problem of stranded natural gas. But instead of monetizing that flared gas, he says it would be far better to give oil and gas companies an incentive to repair leaky pipelines and deal with the bigger problem of greenhouse gas emissions.
Marketplace's Andy Euler. And now for some related links. We'll have a link to Andy's piece on our website, marketplacetech.org, as well as CNBC's coverage of ConocoPhillips' pilot program in North Dakota. And for more on the environmental risks of this new strategy, we'll link to a piece The Guardian published last year, which digs into this potential solution to oil companies' excess natural gas problem. In it, climate experts warn that it's not much of a fix at all, with some calling it a false solution when they're being generous, and a scam when they aren't. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.